Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, Mind Over Mayo with the Bethel Regional High School.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Mind Over Mayo podcast. My name is Ashlyn Lonewolf and I am a sophomore.
I'm Keaton Devon and I'm a junior.
I'm Melinda Simon and I'm a senior and we are from Bethel Regional High School.
Today's episode is covering how to use Alaska subsistence foods to build and have a good nutritional diet.
What subsistence foods are available right now while it's winter are pike, lush, moose, ptarmigan, rabbits, and caribou.
Some of the benefits of eating a native food diet are they are natural, cost-effective, sustainable, less waste, high in vitamins, they have a lot of protein, and omega-3.
Have any of you guys been hunting or on the river this winter?
This year I went fishing with my grandma for pike. It was pretty fun. My grandma likes going ice fishing, so it makes her happy.
In my family, or in my household, we eat a lot of moose because in the, is it fall time? I think it's like around fall time. My dad always goes down or to the Yukon to catch us some moose. Our freezers are packed full of moose, like, year-round. I don't think we ever run out. But at least once a week, we cook moose, have moose soup, fry it, or, I don't know, just eat it.
I know my family likes to go hunting during the fall time because it also fills up our freezers, and I have a big family. There's like 8 of us. So mooses are really filling healthy food that is easy to cook up. Like, it can be, yeah, it's very versatile, and you can make soup. You can make anything.
My family really enjoys hunting. They always get together every year talking about, like, their biggest catch or something. It really brings the community together, just, like, sharing stories about hunting and, like, sharing the food. It just brings a lot of, like, unity and, like, togetherness during hunting seasons. It is also really fun.
And after we catch the moose and we start, like, putting it away, we always make sure to give some out to our family members, like the ones that, the elders, the ones that can't really go out anymore. And then sometimes to our neighbors, too, if we get, like, more than we expected. But, yeah, you should always be super grateful when you catch food from the land, just because it's very important to us now. I don't know. It plays a big role in here in Bethel, since we're such a small community, and, like, we don't have, our store isn't very big. We don't get a lot of different kind of foods there, but
and some families rely on the catch from the winter or the fall because food out here is really pricey and is also a good way to get in protein and fiber and natural benefits, vitamins, because those things can be really expensive.
From all this, we see that a lot of what we do is very respected, and that it is a good way of subsisting foods.
That's it for the Mind Over Mayo podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.